This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Published a Christmas carol on December 19th. We went back into a time machine. Also, there are some who are celebrating the dreidel, not Santa. That would be Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate that. And for everybody else, Christmas is definitely coming in the man in the red suit. Are you leaving out cookies? I used to leave out cookies when I was a kid. Cookies and milk. And then for some reason I liked onions, and I insisted as a kid that we had to leave out an onion. What can I say? My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us here on this show. If you are headed back home for the holidays or to somebody's home for the holidays, a bomb cyclone is headed for the Northeast Friday into Saturday. Airlines are already issuing travel waivers ahead of this massive storm system. And there's a great chance that some flights, sadly, are going to be canceled or delayed. So that's that pack your patience, have a plan ready just in case. In Seattle, they're getting a ton of snow right now. We're seeing temperatures really dip. If you were to look at the same maps that I've been looking at, you would just see an Arctic blue across most of it, at least a large swath of the United States. And even for some places where normally it's warmer, let's say the Sunshine State, for example, there are temperatures that are actually, you know, in the 40s, which is unusual in some places. Blizzard conditions. That's what's expected when you look at the Rockies, etc. Heavy snow is going to fall across most of the Midwest and go as far south as the lower Mississippi Valley. They could actually see snow flurries in Jackson, Mississippi. We have people that are listening in Jackson. Chicago, you know you're always ground zero for this kind of stuff. That city's going to get hit hard for sure. They're going to have that blizzard-like condition that's happening. And then, of course, the concern is power outages because you get the wind gusts, and that's no good. And that's all in store for the weekend, like Fargo, North Dakota. I know you're used to it, but it's going to drop below zero and gets not again above zero until Christmas Day. We do have people listening in Montana. Wind chill alerts stretch across most of Montana, the Dakotas, like I mentioned. Portions of Minnesota, Nebraska, I used to live there. Ooh, it's bitter cold in the winter. Wind chills dropping as low as 60 degrees below zero. I thought I was reading that wrong when I looked at it, but no, it is true. But the probability of a white Christmas for some is pretty good. It just depends on when you get the white stuff. Parts of Ohio, Indiana could end up with a white Christmas. So good for you if that's the case. But the purpose of talking about the weather at the top, it is the common denominator. We always talk about the weather. You know, two perfect strangers when you're on an elevator, escalator, standing there pumping gas, whatever it is, just make sure you check if you're traveling somewhere. I've gotten caught a couple times where I thought, no, it's fine. And then because of a flight that was coming from somewhere else, it was not so fine. All right, speaking of not so fine, boy, this is another city I lived in. The great state of Texas, El Paso. The city is saying about 20,000 asylum seekers could be waiting just across the border of Mexico for the pandemic-era restrictions on entry to be lifted. This is something that we've talked about a ton on this show. I've told you about my stories of traveling with the Border Patrol. I have a friend who left television news to become a Border Patrol agent when we both got out of school. And they say he says they've never seen anything quite like this. That, yes, this is something that's happened and happened, you know, been happening for years, the cat and mouse game, but it just seems to be worse. So what's happening with 42? Supreme Court Justice John Roberts temporarily halted Wednesday's planned lifting of the Trump-era Title 42 health program Monday after more than a dozen states filed an emergency application to the high court. So he gave the Department of Homeland Security until 5 p.m. on Tuesday to respond to the appeal by 19 attorney generals and state a federal court ruling from last month that ordered the program wrapped up on December 21st. Because once the administration's response is filed, then they can deny the state's application or more likely refer the matter to the full court anyway for consideration. So you don't know what Title 42 is. It established at the beginning of COVID-19, the pandemic, it allowed border officials to automatically refuse entry to people who might have been infected with COVID because we were having those problems. Under the policy, law enforcement removed about 2.5 million people who were trying to cross, and they were stopped at the U.S.-Mexico border. Really, that's where it was. If we go back and we look at statistics, and a three-judge appeals court, rather, on Friday rejected the state's pleas to block that November 15th ruling. So here's what the deal is with this. Is in the 19 states, we're talking about Republican-led states, they're trying to stay that. Trying to say that. And the reason, at least what some are saying, of course, the Arizona Attorney General, for example, says getting rid of Title 42 would recklessly and needlessly endanger more Americans and migrants, actually, by exacerbating the catastrophe that's happening at the southern border. Unlawful crossings are surging from 7,000 a day to almost 18,000. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who also is involved in this application, says total chaos. That's what they're predicting. So we'll see where all that goes, but that's a very big week, needless to say, for a law that was enacted especially during the height of COVID because of what was happening. January 6th, the grand finale, it's a wrap, the January 6th panel, boy, it seems like that's been going on forever, of course it has been, urges that the former president, Donald Trump, be prosecuted with criminal referral. So you think about an exhaustive, aggressive congressional investigation that I can think of in my lifetime, that was certainly this. 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans are recommending criminal charges against Trump and associates who helped, they say, him launch a wide-ranging pressure campaign to try to overturn his 2020 election loss. There's been lots of reaction to this, and it includes Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's on the outs with Republicans in her state, saying that every president in American history has defended the orderly transfer of power except one. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Talk about cars, it's a very good thing on this show. So I'm excited because Kelley Blue Book is going to reveal the 2023 Best Buy Award winners. And we've got Brian Moody, an automotive expert, with us to do just that and break it all down. So Brian, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Why don't we just, Kate, how about this? Let's just make it to an all-car show all the time. What about that? All cars, every day, all the time. Let's do it.
I am into it. I would do it in a second, my friend, definitely. So we've been waiting for this. Can you share some of the latest, as I said, 2023 Best Buy Award winners?
Yeah, so we have winners in a variety of categories. We don't just do Best Car of the Year because we know people don't shop that way. So we have a variety of winners in specific categories. For example, the best minivan, we believe, is the Toyota Sienna. That's just one example. But we also have best electric car, and this year that's the Hyundai Ioniq 5. We also have the best compact pickup, that's the Ford Maverick, the best midsize SUV, which is the Kia Telluride, and the best luxury SUV, both midsize and compact, both made by Genesis. One's the GV70 and one's the GV80.
Nice. And so now I'm sitting here listening to that and I'm thinking, what are some of the new, because you were talking about it's not just one car, what are some of the new categories that have been included this year?
Right. So electric pickups is one of those categories. There are now enough electric pickup trucks that we can compare them against each other. That used to not be the case. There used to, of course, be none. And then for a long time, electric pickups were nothing more than a promise. But now we have several, Ford, Chevrolet, GMC, Rivian, just to name a few. Electric pickups we can compare against each other. So now we have a category for electric pickups, as well as best electric car, but under a certain price point. So under $35,000. Everyone knows electric cars are expensive. That's just true. That's just part of life. But there are a few, there are a couple that are relatively affordable. And so we wanted to pick a category that represented that there's both expensive and a handful of inexpensive electric cars, too.
Yeah. And as we're talking about this, Brian, it'll make people think, how do you choose the Best Buy winners? How do you do that every year?
Well, we drive the cars all throughout the year, and we use them in our everyday life the same way that, you know, say you might use the car to drop off and pick up from soccer or from football or from the cleaners or from going to dinner or gas or go to the car wash, all of those things. And so we do all that, and we note things like seat comfort, how easy is the technology to use, how fun is it to drive. But then we combine that with our data from our five-year cost to own awards, and those data points include things like the purchase price, depreciation, insurance, maintenance, all those things, so that we want not just a car. Because, of course, if everyone said, hey, what's a great car? Oh, well, it turns out a $100,000 Range Rover is a great car. Okay. Well, yes, of course, but what about value? And so we want to include a lot of value in the cars that we pick as well. And so we think it represents both cars that are compelling on their own, but also a great value, too.
Yeah. You know, you're an executive editor for Kelley Blue Book, and I've seen you all over the place, CNBC, et cetera, my time in L.A. on KTLA, and you've done this for probably 15 years. I think you started when you were 18. So when
you snuck that in. Nice.
So here's my question. I think it's a really exciting time when it comes to automotive. You just said it, because when we look at EV, and then there's going to be more, even more affordability, but what the great high-end stuff is. Do you feel that way?
Yes. And I'll tell you what's driving that. It's not, people tend to say, oh, well, because of electric cars. Okay, sure, maybe. But here's what's the great thing about all that, is variety. Anytime consumers have more choice, it works out better for consumers. Because in a free market, which is what we're talking about, you have to make the best thing for it to work. There's a reason why people buy Teslas. Because they think it's the best thing. But not only do we have electric cars, we have hybrids, we have plug-in hybrids, and we even have diesel and hydrogen-powered cars. So you can go in certain states right now, you can go and buy a hydrogen-powered Toyota. You can just go get that right now today. I think that's the exciting part, is all that variety.
Yeah. Boy, I agree with you for sure. Where can listeners go for more information?
For more information on this, and also just to help with pricing and car shopping in general, go to Kelley Blue Book, and that is at KBB.com.
Awesome. Brian, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
To be sure, no matter what it is that you drive or want to drive, it's interesting to see where gas prices are. They continue to drop. I filled up the other day, and I thought that I walked away from the pump, and I thought, oh, the pump turned off because it was so low. Seriously, that has never happened to me. I'm not saying I paid nothing for gas, but we were paying so much. The national average, $3.26, and it keeps going down. It's like 50 cents plus less than a month ago, and 6 cents at least less than a year ago. So with this crummy weather and all of that, it's pretty good to get at least your gas that may be below, for some people, $3 a gallon in 2023. So that's some good news, right? When we're talking about the economy, inflation, food prices still not really going down on some ordinary items that you have to pick up for the family. That spot, that one bleak spot that we hit 6-7 months ago has changed, and boy, that is music to a lot of people's ears, because they gotta drive. They live in a place where it's not realistic to be carpooling, or you can't possibly do that, or you have too many places to go from A to B to C to D. In your errand run, you may be looking for children's pain relief medication. So now it's really crazy. I just, and it was the same trip where I got gas and thought that I had accidentally hit the pump off. I was at a CVS, and I noticed that a lot of the shelves were bare in the pain section. And I was seeing what other people are seeing in the country. So CVS placed a 2-product limit on all children's pain relief, any of those products. that's bought through pharmacies or online. Walgreens is doing the same thing, limiting customers online to 6 purchases of children's over-the-counter fever-reducing products because there's a shortage, right? There's a shortage of children's Tylenol and some other medications. And so they're trying to figure out, parents are trying to figure out, what do I do if I can't, you know, there's this shortage because it's flu season and flu has spiked and the respiratory illness and other fevers and this is the whole relief thing. So what do you do when you get to that point and you can't find pain relief medications, right? You got to look for generic versions. I mean, that's the first thing you have to do. And some doctors are even, it's that bad in some places, they're telling parents you can crush the proper dose of a pill version and mix it with food or chocolate syrup. What? But you have no choice, right? What do you do? But that's tricky when you're talking about doses, right? And then some are saying just don't go with medication. You don't always have to treat the fever, that there are natural defenses against infection. But I think that's, you automatically head to that. Especially if you have a kid that doesn't get sick that much, that's what you do. You know, you go, you find it, you know it's going to pull that fever down. So I think there's some people that are a little bit panicked that they're seeing this, and the answer is that that it's going to get replenished, but it's not going to happen overnight, and this is the time of year when so much of that, the demand is so high, but it's even higher because of the amounts of kids that are getting flu and that respiratory illness and maybe COVID thrown into that, because there certainly is some of that, but that's not the big reason why. It's a lot of it is more about the flu. And some of the doses even just aren't there either for flu, in some places for flu shots. And it's the same thing. It's about demand and replenishing it, and it's going to happen. But when you are ready for it and you want it, that's not the answer that you want to hear, right? You don't want to hear, oh, we don't have any. Hey, congratulations to Argentina. Boy, there's been massive reaction to Lionel Messi, who's one of the greatest soccer players of all time, being the leader of Argentina and finally winning that cup that had eluded him in a highly decorated career. So good for him. When he was a kid, they told him he was too short, he couldn't play, and his grandmother insisted. How about that? Meet you around the bend.
Child, is this too late to rest on Mary's lap this evening? Whom angels greet with phantoms sweet while shepherds watch on.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Title 42 will stay in place, at least for the moment. We get the latest from correspondent Rich Johnson.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Roberts' order calls for any response to his order to be on his desk by end of business Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, "The order will help prevent illegal immigration." I'm Richard Johnson.
With millions in the USA getting ready to hit the road for the holiday, it's expected there will be some weather problems. About 55 million people in the lower 48 states are expected to see temperatures at zero or below during the next 7 days.
That's going to track up to the northeast.
That could also stress out the electrical grids in some states. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excited to introduce you to our next guest, Neil Myers. He is an inspiring story, to be sure, and he's an award-winning documentarian now and triathlete, and he's going to talk about his journey back after a near-fatal bike accident. And because I live near Santa Barbara, I'm familiar with the area, Gibraltar Road, where this happened in Santa Barbara. It's one of the top climbs in the country. If you're familiar with the Tour de France, you've heard of this before. It's that kind of level climb that you go from sea level to 4,000 feet in, I want to say, just 6 miles. And on his way down, he rounded a blind curve at about 35 miles an hour to find a truck meeting him right there and had a head on with this truck. So you can only imagine what that was like. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate, for having me. I appreciate it.
What was the hardest part of the journey back to health for you?
You know, it was the patience. You get that injured. I broke 16 bones in 26 places and a lot of other things. And it takes a long time to come back. Your bones take time. Muscles take time. And just being patient and letting my body heal was really the hardest thing I had.
And so this happens to you, and really the community rallied around you, right? That's what helped you and your family, of course, but that's what helped you climb out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. First was the family. My wife and son were there almost instantly, and my wife stayed with me every day through the entire recovery, both in the hospital and thereafter. We were super close before, even closer now. And then the community, I had 70 caregivers work on me just the first day alone. By the time I got back to the starting line a year later, It had been 300 total over the year. And then just the outpouring of love and support from my friends and the community. I honestly, Kate, don't know how you can recover something like this without that kind of support.
Yeah, and you were an incredible athlete. I mean, so people understand. I mean, this is something that you founded a company, a successful company, and this was part of your passion. There's no question about it. You can tell just by watching the documentary and knowing anything about you. But you had this relay team. You just won a huge race. You're at the top of the top, the New York City Triathlon, all of that. So you go from that highest high to finding yourself in this spot. So how are you feeling today?
Right, exactly. And you mentioned something about how quick it happens. It's not like I had on my day timer that day, get up and then be in an accident, be in the hospital and recovering for a year. You don't know that you're going to be in this. To answer your question, I feel awesome. I'm 100% healed. I think that surprises a lot of people that were there that first day, but it's just a testament to how amazing our bodies are and how much they know how to heal themselves.
Yeah. Do you have any future races planned?
You know, I love racing, but I don't race anymore because I don't want to go back to the hospital, so I don't ride fast anymore. And no point racing if you don't ride fast, but I do train. In fact, I have been up Gibraltar more since the accident than I had before.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area, actually. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the documentary. Tell us why you decided to make it.
So it's an interesting question. The truth is, Kate, I didn't really want to make it at first because making a documentary about yourself is a difficult thing to do. But the filmmaker in me said, I'm never going to get a story this mm-hmm. interesting. And so that ultimately won out.
There you go. And so people, I mean, we don't want to tell everyone everything about it, but give us a little sneak of what we'll see in the documentary.
So that's a great question because, yes, it's about an accident. It's about a recovery journey, and you see all of that, and it's about a race at the end. But the truth is, the very first words in the documentary are, what you're about to see is a love story. It won't seem like it at first, but trust me, it is. And it's a love story about what you talked about my family, about the caregivers and the community, and also just you mentioned it earlier, just a passion and a love for cycling and racing. And I think in the end, it's more about those things than just about the actual race and recovery.
Yeah, so inspiring. There's no question about it. Where can people go to see Climb that are listening to us?
The easiest thing is just go to my website. It's climbdoc.org, climbdoc.org. Everything you need is there. You can watch the trailer. You can see reviews. You can rent or buy it right there. It's all right there. And what I hear the most from people that watch it is they're inspired. You know, I'm trying to entertain, but I think ultimately if you see someone who's beaten down that hard and goes on this long journey and gets 100% back, that's inspiring. And we're all dealing with something, and I think it gives people courage that they can do it as well.
Definitely inspiring. Neil Myers, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck with everything that you do.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
Wow, I loved Neil's story, especially because he's trying to do what he can to help other people. Like you said, everybody's going through something, and he never expected to go through what he went through. I don't think the people in this Hawaiian Airlines flight did either. It's crazy, this flight from Phoenix to Honolulu. 36 people were hurt, 11 serious injuries. They had severe turbulence, and I guess there's this weird kind of turbulence, this clear turbulence, I heard somebody describe it, where you can't necessarily see that that's happening. Because, of course, the questions are, well, why wasn't there an announcement? What happened? And you had people that flew up in the air and smashed into, of course, the top of the overheads where all of the bags were, that kind of stuff. And 20 people had to go to local hospitals. 9 had minor injuries. 11 serious, serious injuries. And some of them were crew members. You know, this was a full flight, almost 300 people. You include the crew members and whatnot. And I was looking at some video of the aftermath of it. Boy, it looked terrible. And and, you know, one person described having to crawl back into her seat. Her daughter was bungled up and escaped injury. So it's kind of that reminder of, gosh, and I don't know that the people weren't all buckled in, but is to buckle in because you don't know, because they were approaching landing, and so they're not thinking that. They're not, I mean, they're thinking they're, you know, hey, we're landing, we're almost here, and, you know, just get ready or whatever, but that had to be terrifying. And Hawaiian Airlines says that the turbulence is isolated and that they hadn't experienced anything like that in recent times. But this was a flight, like I said, from Phoenix to Honolulu. And, boy, looking at just seeing the cracks, right, where the bags were, to me thinking, okay, that's a human that hit that. Somebody flew up hard enough, bam, to rip the outside of that. And that is hard, hard plastic. If you've been on any flights, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And, boy, oh boy, I saw that and I thought, if that's a reminder that no matter what, just do it, because you're not thinking that. And I wouldn't think that either. And trust me, I'm one of those people. I'm ready to go. I'm unbuckled. You know, it's fine. And half the time the light isn't on, and it's not the people's fault, but it's just crazy that they found themselves in that position where it's not like a little turbulence. It's like, no, you are free flying in the air. I mean, you are free flying. Yikes. So I talked about, just briefly, I was talking about how gas prices, and after we talked to Brian Moody about cars, I talked about gas being down and that it was so noticeable to me. I thought something was wrong at the pump. But food prices are far above where they were this time last year. Grocery prices in November, check this out, up 12% year over year. 12%. So think about, like, eggs. I mean, eggs are way more. Even things that you would normally maybe get during the holidays. So more cookies, up 19%. Potatoes are up 16%. Milk is up 15%, right? This is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way. Butter, 27%. Crackers, 20%. I mean, you get the idea. Eggs, the big one, 49%. 49%. Wow. That's a lot. I mean, almost 50% more. So a lot of people, what they're doing is they shop at discount grocers. You know, they go to the Aldi's of the world and the other places, or they have reward programs, and that helps a little bit, or they're a member of Costco or Sam's Club or BJ's or one of those places, because sometimes you get a better break there, too. But I think we're very weary of these high prices when you go to shop. I can see it in people's faces for sure. Speaking of shopping, coming up, we're going to have a conversation with Joanne Butler. She always has some great last-minute gift ideas, and I know that people, they can't help but they panic, and what can they get that works, and, you know, that they can get for the female in their life, and she's always got such great, great advice for that. You know, those holiday shipping deadlines, somebody sent me an email about it. When are they? So you're coming up on those. I mean, we're really there now. You get so close. Ground shipping, the last day for ground delivery is already passed. That was December 14th. Same thing for USPS. The last ground was December 17th. Now, the Amazon thing, you can still do Amazon, and you can still do Express. It'll cost you a fortune on some of it, depending on what it is. But we're there. Think about sending perhaps a New Year's card. That might work better. Joanne Butler coming up.
Do you have those well
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wow, just a couple more shopping days left. If you're still trying to find something perfect for someone special, our pal, lifestyle expert Joanne Butler has covered all kinds of things. We've talked about it. For kids, she's got us covered. For kids, beauty lovers, for at home. Joanne Butler, always a pleasure to have you on. So take us through it. Where do we start?
Yay, Kate. Good to be with you. Well, let's start with the kiddos. Something I love here. It's so adorable. It's the Echo Show 5 Kids. I wish you could see it. It's an Alexa-powered smart display designed just for kids. Kids can ask it to play music and videos, help with their homework, make video calls to contacts that their parents approve. It has easy-to-use parental controls, too, so you can set their bedtimes and screen time limits and filter their content, review their activity. And it comes with a year subscription to Amazon Kids Plus, the only kid-focused content service, which has access to thousands of ad-free books and interactive games, videos, music, apps, and Alexa skills, too. Plus, it comes with a 2-year guarantee, so if it breaks, you can return it, and Amazon will replace it. And it comes in this cute new chameleon design. It's just so adorable. It's cute little colors on the back. It's this tiny little Amazon Alexa, just adorable for kids. And it's on sale right now for $39.99, so definitely check it out. You just go to amazon.com/Echo Show Kids for more on this.
Ooh, that sounds good, and I know, and I'm dying to hear about this. You're going to tell us about something amazing with Waterpik.
Oh, yes, yes. Water pick. Now, this is, you know, for people who love their showers, but they also love to clean. It's the Water Pick Shower Clean Pro, because this is a 2-in-1 that not only is a luxury shower head, but it also has power jet technology that delivers this really powerful oscillating fan of water out of the top of the shower head. So you can easily target areas of your shower that need cleaning. So it's awesome, because that's like the bane of my existence, you know, cleaning my shower. So that makes it easy. Plus, it's giving you like a therapeutic strength massage, 2 times more massage force on the setting, actually, compared to other retail shower heads. And it just helps soothe muscle tension and increase flexibility and really promotes a restful sleep. So it's really a nice multi-purpose 2-in-1 gift under $50. You can get it right at Home Depot, Walmart, Target, in-store, online. So yeah, it's a really, really cool gift.
Oh, that's on my list now, because I'm like you. That's the bane of my existence. It sounds fabulous. I'm going to absolutely put that on there. It's perfect for a last-minute gift. And now it brings us to beauty lovers and cosmetics.
Yes, yes. This is a super cute little thing from Grand Cosmetics. And Grand Cosmetics is the number one lash and brow serum brand. And they've come out with this cute little lash luggage 5-piece limited edition set. It looks like a little suitcase. It's super cute. It's exclusively at Ulta stores and online. And it's just packed with all the essentials you need to make your lashes fuller, thicker, stronger looking, fab for the holidays. And it includes their hero that everybody buzzes about, the Grand Lash MD Enhancing Serum, plus mini sizes of their Grand Repair Leave-In Lash Conditioner and 3 different mascaras, waterproof and a regular, and a thickening. So really good stuff. What I love about this, it's ophthalmologist tested, so you can use it with contacts, even your lash extensions. So you don't have to worry about using it, you know, if you have extensions. And this kit is $100 value, but you can get it today for $48. So really, really a good deal. And this kit will last you about 3 months, you know. So
Ooh, this is good stuff. Great last minute gifts. Joanne Butler, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy, happy holidays.
You too. So we have a couple minutes left in this hour, and we're not going to do a man cave, but a lot of you reached out to me and mentioned you weren't soccer fans, but you watched the incredible soccer match, the World Cup final between France and Argentina, and Argentina, of course, winning with penalty kicks 4-2 with the penalty kick side of it, but they ended in a 3-3 tie, and it really was two of the best soccer players on display. And there was scoring action, and it was more exciting, especially at the tail end of the game. So I think that's why many of us who don't really appreciate soccer, I suppose, got pulled into it and got pulled into the storylines. Because initially, many were just watching for, you know, Team USA, which got knocked out, made it to the rounds where the count, you know, where you've got the final 16, but did not go further than that. So Argentina, so excited. I mean, it's been years, decades, 3 decades, so excited about it that the national team celebrating their World Cup Tuesday in Buenos Aires, and it is that epicenter of sporting celebrations, right? That Tuesday is a bank holiday. They say the entire country can have an off day. It's a national holiday so that we can express our joy for the national team. That's pretty good. Now, if Team USA had won, which would have been shocking in itself, I don't think it would have been a national holiday. But for Argentina, for the people in Argentina, I mean, this is their NFL. Beating France on Sunday, huge. I mean, absolutely. I can't even accurately describe to you what it means to them. I mean, just completely, completely crazy in the streets, etc. They were there waiting and waiting for the team's arrival. So I'm not surprised that it's a national holiday. So hats off to Argentina once again. How about the Packers? NFL are football, staving off elimination. I mean, I say elimination because they got to clear the decks. They got to run the table to get into the playoffs. But the Packers beat the Rams 24-12. This is the earliest exit for a Super Bowl team. The Rams, who won the Super Bowl last year, they took the second earliest exit of any defending Super Bowl champ by losing. Baker Mayfield, who was the magic man for a while in Cleveland, and when he was drafted and how he was in Oklahoma, he was a flat-out hero. He, you know, has now gone to his third team. He was the quarterback, but he just couldn't pull it out against the Green Bay Packers. So the Packers' running backs made a big difference in the freezing cold temperatures there. And so the Packers have won consecutive games for the first time since week four. And now they have to, like I said, clear the board the rest of the way. And it's not going to be easy for them. They have, you know, the Miami Dolphins. They have the Vikings in that mix. And Detroit, which now Detroit, believe it or not, is significant because they're playing some great footballs. They are on the other side of that momentum. It was a crazy week in the NFL. And speaking of the Vikings, they had the comeback. They got just slammed. No zeros on the board. The first quarter, the Colts put 17 points on them. Then they hung another 16 points on them. So do the math. They were so awful. I mean, terrible. Going in at the halftime with, you know, how much of a chance to win? This is why you keep playing them, right? So they win in overtime. They come back with their biggest rally. They set an NFL rally record in that win against the Colts. They end up winning 39-36. It's crazy, 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 crazy game. The Browns beat the Ravens 13-3. The Bills beat the Dolphins barely. Snow falling in the fourth quarter 32-29. The Eagles are now 13-1. But they had a tough time with the Bears. They beat them 25-20. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-18. Yay, who dat nation. Happy to see a win there, right? I know a lot of people in the great state of Louisiana are listening in New Orleans. Big fans. Lions win yet another game, 2017. They're 7-7 on the season. That is dwindling. The Cowboys, I don't know how they did it, but they blew it. In overtime, even getting there, they lost to Jacksonville 40-34. A pick was the big decisive thing there. That was shocking because they could have clinched a spot, and they did not. So another wild week. That's just some of the games in the NFL. So happy Hanukkah once again. Merry, merry for those who celebrate Christmas, which is almost upon us. A great hour. Thanks, everyone. Make it count.
I don't know if I cannot. You see, it's rather complicated. But perhaps I can explain music if I try to sing you the explanation. You see, there's a kind of sound you won't find in your men. Recall, when you add a note to one you sounded just before, and another one after that, and then another three or more, and suddenly you are singing notes galore. Oh, no, Arthur, it's more.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.